last segment here of Rosie on the House, and we have somebody taking us to task on our answer on the lady with the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
He said they didn't cut the lady's slab. They used a 2x2 box out on the
the
line.
That can be the case. But the only thing there is that, and it's possible she just didn't notice it before, but she mentioned that she hadn't seen anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she said it was there, and then it was cut and moved.
Yeah, and especially, she mentioned that the tub had been installed, so you're not typically going to see the box out unless it's where... If it's a freestanding tub and there's going to be a filler, then maybe there was a small box out for where the water supply is coming up to the filler, because that's outside of the tub typically with those. But you don't usually see the box out once the tub goes down if you're talking about around the drain. So,
and what they mean by box out is in a production build, you may, let's say you're doing 10,000 homes. That's a lot. Let's say 150 homes,
yeah.
And you order X tub. They don't have 150 of those. So you got 70 of these, 30 of those, mm-hmm. 50 of these, and their drains all might be slightly different, and you're not sure which one's going into which house. When they're pouring the slab, they leave a 2x2 foot square with the plumbing drain so that when the tub comes to that location, then they can fit it to mm-hmm. where it needs to be and then finish your concrete fill-in. So it leaves them a margin of error so that when it's ready, they can finish the final precision setting to make sure the water's going where it needs to be down your drain.
Yeah, underground plumbing's tough when you don't have any walls or anything there. You know, everyone's as precise as possible, but for new builds, you know, and we do some additions and stuff, and you know, obviously we haven't done full-on new build recently, but... it's tough, you know, there's a lot of planning and everything that goes into it, but something might be a couple inches off. So yeah, those box outs are common and very handy.
And she did say the foreman said they do that on all of them. So maybe it was. So
it could have been.
Either way, nothing to worry about.
No.
Another question, super cooling this week. It's great. Should I super cool during off peak weekend, Saturday and Sunday? There's no on peak, off peak. And then followed up by saying, I'd rather keep the temperature at 79. Well, then no. Yeah. You just keep it at 79 and you'll be fine.
That's what you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. So super cooling is a way to play the energy game on peak, off peak. You run your air conditioning as cool as you can possibly make it.
And then let it
when it's the cheapest. And then you run it very little during the... on peak when it's more expensive, and that way and the concept is you've got so much stored cooling that it doesn't need to run at all during on peak, because you've cooled it down to, let's say, 68 degrees and then you set it during on peak not to kick on until it hits 78 degrees, so you've got that whole time where you've got this gradual creep and the hope is by the time it's back down to off peak, your air conditioner hasn't had to run at all. And Parsons, I'm getting corrected by a texter, on 59th Avenue in Northern. I think I said 67, so sorry. 59th
Avenue. In the general vicinity. When you're hungry, you'll find it.
Yeah.
And then Bob says, the breakfast sandwich from Queen Creek Bistro is the goat. So there's a couple more suggestions if you're out and about and look, find something local and enjoy. We have, Mike and Rhonda's in Flagstaff, another suggestion. See, people react when we talk about
I know, food. Hey, you know, food is fun.
A new product I have kept out is a very cost-effective way. If you've got a multi-home, there is a couple elevator companies in town, but it can adding an elevator if you're trying to age in place and get up to your second story, that can be a very expensive proposition.
Yes.
But ViewLift is a very efficient way to and a very stylish way to add an elevator. It is a cylinder. And it's glass, you can see right through it, and you just walk in, and it's a tube, and it lifts you up with air pressure. a very efficient way if you were looking to age in place and not go over this massive expense of, you know, designing a full-on elevator into your home.
Yeah.
We had my grandmother, great-grandmother, in, Covington.
Yeah.
Had a tri-level, and you know, we'd roll the wheelchair in there, and she'd have to face it, and you'd run down and have to pull her out. And that was always just, man. The thought of just being in there and relying on someone pulling you in and out always made me a little claustrophobic. But this one's completely glass, so you can see through it the whole time, and it's pneumatically pressured, so it's very cost-effective.
It's kind of fun looking too. It looks like a bank tube, you know, when you pull up to the drive-through and they put the little cylinder and it sucks it into the bank. That's what it reminds me of.
And suddenly. Grandkids will start showing up going, can we take a ride in this, Grandma?
Yeah,
this
looks cool. Like a ride practically.
So that's we'll put that link on the archive page at rosieonthehouse.com. And then the last little just heads up, watch out for shrinkflation. Inflation's sneaky cousin is on the rise. And that's where you may have, you know what I always equate this to is the guy with the Jimmy Dean sausage who, you know, got mad that they went from 16 ounces of pork sausage down to 12 ounces, but the price stayed the same. If you haven't heard that clown sound clip, just search Jimmy Dean sausage complaint, and it is hilarious. So as you're out purchasing things and items and you're calculating your cost, just look out for shrinkflation. RosieOnTheHouse.com between now and next week if you've got questions about your home, castle, or cabin.